Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Sari Flesh. And we really have had a wonderful, wonderful program. We had Dr. Lauren Botkin on earlier, who was talking about anxiety and disorders and how anxiety becomes a disorder at certain levels. But the main thing that she was trying to tell everybody is seek help. There's nothing wrong. And Sari brought up about group support groups. And, you know, there is no right or wrong answer to any of these things. But you are wrong not to do something. I suppose that's the end of it. And Lauren's phone number is 516-441-7875. And then also going along, which is also mental, is Rebecca Miller is here, and Rebecca is, you know, the Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Services for the Aging with the town of North Hempstead, and she is now a yoga instructor. And yoga is the brain also, where you're focusing, you're doing physical movements, and she was trying to explain some of them. And really, but the thing that impresses me so much with Rebecca is how at any point in somebody's life, you can find something to believe in. And that's really, I mean, this is tremendous for her and for anybody listening. And her, where she learned her yoga was at Medwell Spa and Yoga Studio in Farmingdale. And she has nothing but complimentary things to say about the place. But my point is, try something. There's
mental
nothing
health
wrong.
Is very important.
Absolutely.
Because as you get older, it's very important that when your kids leave home and things change in your family, having mental health, socializing, doing yoga. If you need to talk to someone, you go to a doctor like Dr. Botkin. These are things that are very important to continue living a healthy life.
Absolutely. And what also is very healthy and important is the Christina Lu Show.
Yes.
Because this is how the residents of this town stay
improving
on top of
mental
everything.
Health one Friday at a time.
One Friday. I love that. I love that. One Friday at a time.
But you know what is actually interesting when you we're both doing a recap, I was thinking, you know, a lot of my friends, too, actually have gone into some kind of physical activity, whether it's, you know, yoga or working out or whatever the class might be, to help treat anxiety issues a lot. So it really, you know, those two things actually do jive together. And so especially yoga with, you know, the mental health and, you know, breathing techniques is something that you actually learn for anxiety issues, you know, a lot of times. So I think it was great. I love when the guests somehow mingle together and you didn't even realize it when it was being scheduled.
It's amazing. It really is. And the other thing which was very interesting is there are various places where you can go to have evaluations and mood stabilizing kind of programs put together. And I encourage everybody to go to these things. And there's one from the Journal of Affective Disorders, 197-280. And that's an important one, 197-280, where it goes into, it breaks down into scales.
Oh.
Putting you as 1, 2, 3 and what your level is and whether or not you need help, which I think is tremendous.
Yeah, it's, definitely.
It's 197-280. Now, what else you think?
197.
From the Journal of Affective Disorders, and 197-280.
Hmm.
And Christina's
smiling.
Seems like
an important number.
That is Sari also the number of minutes since Christina's last birthday.
Yeah, Sari looked like, what? Why is John repeating this number? But Sari, we do our countdown. John always brings to about my birthday. So there's always some kind of tie-in to a wonderful educational
This was a good
fact.
One. This was a good one.
That was a pretty substantial number. I like that one. So there we go. Yeah, I like it, John. I'm going to write that one down.
Let's get into the town.
Well, you know, last week we were talking, and now I'm proud to say that we officially have a location for our 4th Regional Aging in Place in Suburbia Conference and Expo. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. It's Toolbox for Living Well is this year's theme, and it's going to be on Wednesday, November 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Inn at New Hyde Park. Which is a beautiful facility. I don't know if anyone's been there.
Yeah, it's
really
gorgeous.
It's really spacious. There's tons of rooms for our panels, the expo, and lunch, obviously. So you have to register for this because space is limited. So please call 516-869-6311 to register for your spot. And it does fill up fast. So I recommend.
Is this a smaller venue than Yes We Can?
No. Yeah. No. This is big. I had no idea how big these place was until we went and saw it, and it's really, but it's really, really, it's so nice.
Oh, it's a beautiful place.
It's such a nice facility. You know, and then we're going to have just different, there's going to be probably about 3 panels, And we're looking at, you know, we're working on the opening panel, which we're thinking of, you know, we're thinking of names because we really want this to be kind of the whole mind, body, and soul experience. So it would be, you know, inhale the future, exhale the past. And we're actually going to have Gail Kirshenbaum, who we've had on our radio program. She's an Emmy Award winning filmmaker who actually did a documentary called Look at Me Now, Mother. And it's really about her relationship. She had a very tumultuous relationship with her mom. And it's actually comical the way she kind of delivers it. But her whole premise really is that you can't change other people. You could just change the way you deal with other people. So it's really a nice kind of coping thing. And you know, and it ties into, you know, just it's never too late to, you know, move on and you know, try new things. And then we have Fran Green, who we've also had on the radio program. She actually, the name sounds familiar for you, John, because she had you blushing.
Because she is our flirting, dating,
and relationship coach that we had on. She's an author, Fran. She's really hilarious. I mean, Fran's great. So they're going to do a panel together, really just on how to, you know, that life doesn't stop when you're a senior, essentially. And then we're going to have the second panel will be integrative health, which is, you know, all the rage now. It's really trying to tie in, you know, medical things with, you know, more holistic things. So we're going to have a representative from the Cass Institute Center for Wellness and Integrative Medicine. And Martine Hackett, we're looking at having. She's wonderful. She's been at a bunch of our conferences, who is a from Hofstra University. She will talk about kind of cultural wellness. Because it's, I know, you know, the town North Hempstead, we'll get into a little later, has been really partnering with all different cultural organizations to provide these wellness series, too. So that's that. And then we're going to have, of course, Medicare Part D and beyond, which is the hot topic, because this is going to be during open enrollment period for Medicare. And that's the time that you could really see the changes in Medicare and, you know, what kind of is the best plan for you. So we're going to have Family and Children's HICAP program will be there talking about that. And we're going to have Ron Fatula also talking about just different things even beyond Medicare. So it's going to be quite the educational panel. On top of that, we're going to have an expo filled with all different organizations that provide services for seniors within the town and, you know, Nassau County. So it's definitely a lot going on. We're, you know, every day there's something new that we're planning. So I really recommend that people call and schedule your spot as soon as possible because, like I said, it does fill up pretty quick. We're already – I just opened – created the service request and sent it in, and it opened yesterday, and we already got, you know, a bunch, so.
What is the telephone number?
You just call 311 or 869-6311 to register. So, yes, check it out. It's very
exciting. And the date again?
November 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's at the Inn at New Hyde Park.
And actually, one thing there is versus the Yes We Can, there's a lot more parking.
Well, it's very good that you actually mentioned that because on top of parking, that's a very good segue because that's something that we were actually very excited with because there's going to be valet.
Oh, cool.
So that's actually part of their package. So you don't even need to worry about parking, which I, you know, always love. I'm a proponent of that. I hate parking. So, you know, and then there also will be transportation available. If you really need transportation, please mention that when you call to reserve your spot.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going to be exciting. So stay tuned for more and more details about that as well. And also another hot topic going on is the solar eclipse. John and I were talking during the break about this. It's quite the hot topic that's going on. And this is going to be on Monday, August 21st. And North Hempstead sent out a press release just to really have people educated on the whole thing. You know, it's really dangerous to actually look at it without protective eyewear. So we are making sure people do not do that. And you have to be very careful that the protective eyewear you use is compliant with all the regulations that are out there. But the solar eclipse is supposed to begin at 1:24 p.m. And then 2:46 p.m. will be maximum coverage of the sun. And 4 o'clock, the eclipse will end. So, you know, we just really want to educate people to, if you do not have eclipse glasses, don't look up. So just try to stay safely in the house, you know, what we recommend. Somehow my dad told me he's playing golf that day, so we'll see what happens to my dad.
Is he really?
That day. Apparently nothing stops my dad from doing anything that he wants to do, so there's that. But, you know, we really just want people to be safe, obviously, so do that or get your protective eyewear.
And where do you get them?
You know, it's kind of hard because it's close. But
oh, it's Monday. You can't get them.
Yeah, they actually – I know, like, you know, Lowe's and Home Depot were selling them. I don't know if they still are. But like I said, you really have to make sure it goes with the regulations that are out there. So that is that. Also, another great program that North Hempstead offers is the Constituent Services. I guess it's been about 2 years now. Lauren Suma is in this role of constituent constituent something services.
Right, okay.
Something to help constituents. You know, they expanded it. It used to be just the building department, but now it's a bunch of departments actually fall under this. So you're able to come and bring any questions and concerns. And there'll be a whole team of experts. You can meet one-on-one with town staff and just find out about all these different questions you've had. And a lot of them are regarding the building department,
right,
and codes,
right,
and permits and you know, those kind of things. So there's a bunch of different locations. The first one will be Wednesday, September 6th at the Shelter Rock Library. That's in Albertson. The next one will be September 12th at the Westbury Library, and September 14th at Broadway Park in Garden City Park. And September 18th, Manhasset Library, September 25th, Hillside Library, and September 27th, Port Washington. So they're going all over the town, you know, and you could really bring your whole list of questions that you might
have. And the point is, which we've brought up many times, there's plenty of dates, there's plenty of different locations. Mm-hmm. Those are the questions you want brought up before something happens.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're planning as a senior to sell in your house or doing something. And these are just random questions.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
yeah.
knows. You know, you walk
right.
in and say, if I was selling my house, but I put on a roof and I didn't get a permit, that's not
acceptable.
No,
and I think, you know,
it's
a wonderful thing that North Hempstead's doing, because they're really giving you access to the people that are, you know, and you get to have that dialogue. You know, it's not like you're just left in the dust,
right.
you know, which is definitely important. But also coming up tomorrow, which should be a beautiful day, is the 4th annual Beach Feast. It's a great, great program. It's definitely wonderful for the whole family. It's a food and spirits festival held at North Hempstead Beach Park in Port Washington, and it's going to be from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be all kinds of different food trucks, a classic car show, wine and beer from Murphy's of Mineola, live music. So it's really, if anyone's been there, I had a blast last year when I was there. It's just a great vibe. And like I said, there's little children there and there's older adults. So it's just a nice mix, too. And the beach is beautiful. And the live music will be 45 RPM, Camelot and Tiger Rose. And that's really an eclectic music. So there's definitely something for everyone that will be there. So the event is free. And here we go with our parking fees, which always just makes me laugh. With a parking fee of $10 in cash or $7 if you pay by credit card or debit card. So you heard it right. That is what it is. And if you need more information, please call 311 or 869-6311 for that.
Right. Well, this is a cool thing at the Beach East, is even just to go for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have all the trucks.
And it's really nice. They're all pulled up, and you get to, you know, walk around to all the dirt, and it's really good. They found really interesting food trucks. So,
in fact, one of them, something cake. Did you mention that one?
And the weather is supposed to be...
The actual food trucks?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't have the list of actual vendors that would
Something was mailed out, and my wife...
Oh, really?
One of them has been on TV, and she said, remember I was telling you about some cake thing? That's the truck.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
I don't know what it is. So whatever was sent out, a clip to...
Yeah, I will look that up during the break, because maybe I could find out exactly what...
Right, and hopefully the weather will be great, so that
it looks
people
like it's supposed
can have
to be
a
nice.
Good time.
It's supposed to be good time. Oh, that's true, considering today. Yeah.
Yeah,
so we'll get all the rain out of the system.
After today's
catastrophe. Yeah, so now it's all passed us by, which is good.
But, yeah, so definitely I really recommend everyone goes. It's a great way to kind of, you know, summer's not, I don't like to say the end of summer, you know, winding down of summer. So definitely check it out and bring the whole family, because it's a wonderful occasion. We were running out of time in our first segment, but the Whitney Pond Park pool season has been extended. So it's going to be till August 25th. It actually closed earlier previous years, but there's a kiddie pool there, recreational activities, basketball courts, tennis courts, you know, and obviously the main pool, and it's 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So definitely check that out while you still can.
You know, we'll go for a break, and this way we won't be interrupted. So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with the Christina Liu Show.